It's Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians. Brought to you on AM 930 WEOL by Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. All right, Bob, it's up to you. Tell us what's going on with our Cleveland Indians.
Well, I tell you, you score zero runs in 18 innings, you're not going to win many ball games. We lost our offense somewhere along the line here in the month of June, and that's not good. You know, all the good work we did in the month of May to get back in the hunt, and, you know, there was a point where I think it was June 1st or June 2nd, we were one game under 500. And then all of a sudden now we're 7 under, and I think we've only scored 22 runs the entire month of June, and it's just can't win a lot of ball games when that happens.
Yeah, so when Tito eats more of these popsicles than we score runs, we're in real big trouble, aren't we, I guess?
it's just amazing. We're obviously much, much better than this, and we got to figure it out.
Yeah. Jason Kipnis, still a bright spot for the Tribe. He's going to be representing us in the All-Star game. Is that kind of a
done deal? I would think so.
Deal?
You know, he was leading the league and hitting there for a while. Just had his 20-game hitting streak snapped yesterday, unfortunately. But I would think that Jason would be our guy representing the Indians in Cincinnati at the Midsummer Classic.
Who was the young gentleman we had call up to pitch over this weekend?
Well, he was a career minor leaguer. Just because of the way the rules are, we needed it was best for us the way you maneuver a roster to bring somebody up to pitch in one game, and you could send them right back. And because when you have day-night doubleheaders, you can add a 26th person player to your roster, any position. And instead of us having to worry about, playing around with the roster later in the week, if Cody Anderson would have pitched yesterday or last night, we brought up Mr. Murata, who, comes from Japan. He was the number one draft pick of the Yomiuri Giants. He played minor league ball in Japan, then came over here, pitched minor league ball, and was able to get his first start. Mostly a roster situation for us last night.
We're talking with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, and you were talking about Japan and baseball. Was it Major League 3 that they went to Japan, one of those other ones? But I want to talk about the first major, the movie Major League. We have Jonathan Knight coming up in just a little while. He's written a book called The Making of Major League. It recently celebrated, 30th or some quite a bit anniversary. But I'm surprised I'm reading this book, and you are prominently featured at the start of this book. How did you get involved, I guess, in the making of the movie Major League? What's your role in this, Bob?
Well, tell Jonathan I said hello, please. Yes, I helped him with the book. And way back when, I had script approval on behalf of the Cleveland Indians for the movie. I also had script approval for the movie Moneyball, with the Indians references in that movie as well. But many years ago, Hank Peters, the president of the Indians, called me into his office and just looked at me and said, hey, for some reason Hollywood or Major League Baseball is allowing Hollywood to do a movie on baseball, and we're the subject. Here you go. And he hands me a script and said, good luck, have fun. And from that point forward, I got to know David Ward, the writer, producer, director, Chris Chesser, the main co-producer of the movie. Still talk to Chris regularly. Chris is an interesting story. Grew up in Tucson, Arizona, right around the corner from High Corbett Field, where we spent spring training. And he used to come over and ride his bike to spring training and watch the team all the time, and got the bat boy on occasion. And David Ward's from Shaker Heights, and the Tribe was his team growing up, which is why it was featured in the movie. And just really a wonderful experience, and getting to know Charlie Sheen and Tom Berenger and those guys as they would come to town to do some filming. And then the premiere here, we had a lot of fun with back in 1989 or 90 somewhere. I think the movie came out in 90 because it's the 25th anniversary of the movie. So which is the idea behind the Making a Major League, the book by Jonathan. So had a lot of fun with that project.
It was interesting. That movie came out, and then the 90s appeared, and all of the, you know, we just celebrated the 20th for what happened in that decade. But for the people who struggled through the Tribe in the somewhere the 60s into the 70s into the 80s, when you saw this movie on the big screen and you're thinking the Indians have a chance to win something, I was taking that. It didn't have to be real. It could still be a fantasy, but I still enjoyed it tremendously.
Yeah, it was a fun project. Again, a very, very fun project to be involved in. And we followed it up, 4 or 5 years later, going to the World Series ourselves. So it was pretty funny, the connection there.
Let's talk about what's up next for the Tribe. Before we get to the All-Star break, which is in a while, we still have some games left. Maybe we could kind of go out on a high note. Who's up next on the schedule?
Well, it doesn't get easy. We go to Tampa. We're in Tampa tonight. They're in first place in the American League East. So we play four in Tampa tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday night, Thursday, day game. Then we go to Pittsburgh, who's in second place in the National League Central. Then we come home to Houston, who is battling for the top spot in the West, for four, and then the Oakland A's on the weekend prior to the All-Star break. So lots going on. We'll enjoy some bobbleheads and dollar dogs and fireworks and a Sandy Alomar 1995 jersey. Obviously Sunday, right before the All-Star break, KeyBank Kids Fun Day. So we'll talk about all of that next week when we get back home.
Maybe they could save the fireworks for the home run. Every time we want to see a lot of those. That's the only one little firework explosion. That's the only one I care about right now.
That's exactly right. We need to get some runs. You know, it's amazing. We lead the league in walks, so we get on base. We're just not hitting the ball with men in scoring position, and that's been a real trouble spot for us all year long.
You can't. If you get them up, you got to score them somehow, and just got to find it somewhere along the way. But you mentioned how the A's are going to be in town. We got tickets, four tickets to the July 10th game against the A's coming up in Bob's Trivia Question from Dale's Market and Deli right after this.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big blowout. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli, veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event or party. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, Bob, what is our trivia question this morning for those four tickets for the A's on July 10th at Progressive Field?
Trivia question deals with Rookies of the Year. Name one of the four American League Rookies of the Year since 1955. We've had four Rookies of the Year. Name one of the four since 1955.
All right, one of the four. So this is kind of one of those questions where you have multiple thoughts of the answer. 3220930, 3220930. Name one of the four Cleveland Indians who were Rookie of the Year. Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right, boys. Take care.